This week, an association of evangelical Christians met in Washington, D.C. to try to broaden their social agenda beyond what have become identified as the key issues for many evangelicals, abortion and same-sex marriage. In addition to these issues, racial injustice, religious freedom, poverty at home and abroad, human rights, environmentalism, and advancing peace were some of the topics discussed at the Evangelical Leadership Summit this week. Reverend Rich Cizik is Vice President for Governmental Affairs of the National Association of Evangelicals that hosted the meeting, which hosted the meetings. He joins us in our studios. Mr. Cizik, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And why do you think it's important for evangelical Christians to get involved on these issues?
Well, first of all, it's important because it's Bible-inspired. In other words, for us, that is evangelicals, the Bible is the sole authority for matters of faith and practice, and it's the scriptures themselves that challenge us to be engaged through all of the means necessary, not just politically, but otherwise throughout America.
It's one of these things that perhaps goes without saying, but perhaps we ought to make it this explicit. Certainly a lot of Americans are under the impression that there has been a confluence of interest between evangelical Christians and political conservatives. And they might be surprised to hear me read off some of those issues, because those are issues that have become more identified in this country with political liberals in the past few years.
I suppose so. But let's take one issue, for example, human rights. In the last 9 to 10 years, the evangelicals have gotten very involved, passing in 1998 the first human rights legislation called the International Religious Freedom Act, and that was sponsored by evangelicals, Jews, and others. And so on
And evangelicals have been the forefront of Darfur, for example.
Absolutely.
And child slavery traffic.
Absolutely. AIDS, we've collaborated with gay rights groups on that issue, addressing prison rape with the ACLU and with, for example, Tibetan Buddhists on religious freedom overseas. So we're a little more diverse group than people give us credit for being.
Tell me, I know you have a particular interest in and a public interest in environmentalism, and tell me some of the thoughts that abounded in your assembly this week.
Well, we had a group of 150 leaders here in town, and we met for a couple of days. Environmentalism, or what we call creation care for God's creation, certainly had a place. It didn't have a predominant place, but an important place, and because it was there and is part of our new document, a call to civic responsibility, that got a lot of attention, and I'm pleased by the mere fact that the evangelical leaders of America say that global warming is real, that there's an urgency about addressing it without saying particularly how. Gives it moral legitimation.
Could you explain to me how you see all of these issues as united in a common vision of faith?
I would like to try. We do believe that they're all interrelated. You can't really talk about addressing, for example, global warming and climate change without understanding that it impacts people who suffer overseas. Hey, we're not two-trick ponies who simply are interested in, you know, protecting the definition of marriage as traditional, or restricting abortion, which we are. But we understand that people are moral human beings, you know, with all the failings that, yes, occur because of sin. But we also understand that there are systemic evils that put people at times on the margins. So it's not simply about human sin, personal responsibility. There is a governmental role, which we as evangelicals acknowledge, and is an important part of our society, of responding to these evils, and we as evangelicals have to do both. We have to understand it's not just one or the other.
Do you feel, do you even have some hope that this is going to have definite political impact?
Oh, absolutely. Now, are we saying, prescribing that it'll be to the benefit of the Republicans and the liabilities of the Democrats, or the reverse? No. But every moral judgment that you make, if you carry it into politics, is going to have an impact, hopefully. We're not trying to prejudge that.
Mm-hmm.
But well, we're saying conservatives who would libel us by saying, oh, you've just become liberals, mm-hmm. We're saying to them, hey, God is the one who says in his scriptures we're to care for his creation, Genesis 2:15. So what do you want to do? Just take it out of the Bible? You can't do that. And to the liberals who want to say, well, just join us, join our little parade here, we're saying, no, we're not going to simply join all the other environmental groups. We have to find our own voice first. And when we've found our own footing, our own voice, and carry that well in society, then we'll say to the environmental groups, sure, let's collaborate in a way that works to both of our advantages.
Reverend Cizik, thanks very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Scott.
The Reverend Richard Cizik was Vice President for Governmental Affairs of the National Association of Evangelicals.